Today is February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2019. Hebrew class, Lita Hill. There you go. Let's all stand and let's do the Shema. How many of you have memorized the Shema yet? Everybody? Yes. Very good. Okay, and we're facing east. Why do we face east?
Jerusalem
is our east. Okay. Ready? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malkuto, Leolam Vaed.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Jerry, can you please open us up in prayer? Bebakasha.
Abba, Father, we just thank you for this time. And thank you for bringing us here safely. Just pour out your anointing and blessing upon Lita.
Yes.
She shares more of the Hebrew language.
Yes.
Open our hearts to the message. Help us to learn it and retain it and use it in our lives. And we ask this all in Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen. Amen. The word amen, by the way, is from the word emunah. Can you say emunah?
Emunah.
It means faithful. Okay, now how come I can't get out of here? There you go. Come on, there you go. All right. And are you ready to sing? Did you try singing this at home?
Yes.
All right. Very good. And it's not singing. Oh, because of this. Okay. Hello. Gadol Elohai, great is my God. Gadol Elohai, Shiruki Gadol Elohai. Kolechad yire ki gadol Libi, my heart.
Libi yashir ki gadol Elohai. Shem le'al kol shem ot kara'ui le'al
Libi yashir.
Gadol Eloha.
How great is our God.
Sing
with me.
How great is our God. And all will see how great.
Gadol Elohai,
Elohai,
Shiru, sing.
Shiru ki
Say gadol.
Gadol.
Let me talk to you about
the word. Tell me about a beautiful word. It says gadol. Okay. Now, what are the vowel points that we're going to use? It says ga. Okay, so what vowel point are we going to use on this? Okay. It could be patak, or it could be a kamats, the a vowel. Let's do the patak, the a. This is a vowel. Now, this is a dalet, okay? And it has the d sound. Now, it says dol. Okay? So, this is... this is a... This is a syllable that says dol. And this is a syllable that says god. Why did I say god? Why is it ga? Okay. You see this dot right here?
Yes.
This means that there are two dalets there. Okay, it doubled. So when you syllabify this, it is god. And then dol. Okay? We're going to be talking about that later. Okay, so here, to make this, the O sound, we're going to add the O vowel, which is, where did I put it? It's right here. When we put this next to the dalet, there's nothing underneath the dalet, and we put the kolimba, this O vowel, we, how do we say it? Do. A-E-O-O-D-O. Now the last letter, the last consonant is L. So that makes it gadol. Okay, we read from here, gadol. Have you heard of the lady named Mary Magdalene?
Yes.
Mary Magdalene is from Magdala. Magdala. You see the gadala? The root is from gadol. Okay? Gadol is
great.
It also, you use the word gadol when you are talking about a tower. The word migdal, you see the letters there? G, D, and La.
It means tower. So, Mary is from Magdala. Okay, Mary Magdalene. Miriam, actually, in Hebrew. Miriam Hamagdala. Miriam of the Magdala. Magdala means a place that is a hump or like a hill. Okay, something that, you know, like in the word Tel Aviv. Okay, Tel is a hump. It's not a mountain. Okay, when we went to Israel the first time in 2013, I was expecting big mountains, you know, because it's Mount Ararat. Mount Gerizim, Mount Ebal, Mount Megiddo. I'm like, it's not a mountain. Black Mountain is much, much bigger than those mountains, you know. And so Miriam Magdala, she is from a place that is a higher ground. Okay, so from the word Gadol means great or higher. Okay, so what do I have for you tonight? Let's see. First of all, I want to say Bruchim Habaim. Bruchim Habaim. It's right here. Bruchim Habaim. This is what you will see this at Ben Gurion Airport. Okay? Bruchim Habaim. Bruchim. This is from the word bracha, which means to bless. Okay, so Bruchim Habaim means blessing of your coming. But in English, we just say welcome. But in Hebrew, it's deeper. Blessed is your coming. Baruchim Habaim. Okay, so you have that. When you come to class next time, I would say, Baruchim Habaim, everyone. Did I send you this? I did? No? I sent a different one? Doing? Oh, okay. All right. Shabbat shalom. Okay, now, shalom. Can we say shalom?
Shalom.
What do you see here? What vowel point is this? The ah vowel. And there you go again. The vav alongside the lamed. So this is going to be lo. All right? Shalom. Shalom. Now, if we want to syllabify this, the word shalom, Gadol. There is a dot right here. So now shalom goes like this. Okay, and there's the A sound. And this is the O vowel. So we say shalom. Now, the lamed does not have any dot in the middle, right? That means it's not double. There's only one lamed there. Okay? So we will divide it into two syllables. This is the open syllable sha, and this is the closed syllable lom. Shalom. Okay, shalom means
peace.
Hello.
Peace.
Or peace.
Goodbye.
Or goodbye. Okay. And when you hear shalom, shalom, you know, completeness. Shalom, shalom. May you be complete. Like the word shalom actually came from the root word, the infinitive of this word is leshalem. Leshalem means to pay in full. For you to be able to have the true peace, you have to be bought, to be paid in full. Interesting, huh? Hebrew is always interesting. Okay, do you have this in your handout? No?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? We do? I have the wrong handout. Okay. Okay, so let's discuss this. Ma, okay, you see the open syllable here, right? The mem and the ah vowel point, and then the hey. This is the this is actually the interrogative pronoun what or how.
Ma. Ma. Look at this. Shalom. Ha. You see the same root. Shalom. Okay? And then the last syllable is ha. Okay? So here, this is a question. Mashlom ha. We are talking to a male. Okay? M, masculine here. How are you to a man or a boy? Okay? How are you? Mashlom ha. You see the shalom here? Literally, how is your peace? How is your peace? Mashlom ha. In Hebrew, when we greet people, like I'm greeting Roy. What's up, Roy? How are you? But in Hebrew, mashlom ha, it's deeper. It says, how is your state of being? What is your peace? That's literally it. Mashlomcha. Okay, again, only to a masculine, only to a man or a boy. Mashlomcha. Okay? Are you sure it's not on your handout?
No.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it over. I'm sorry. Okay, now when you're talking to Mary,
I'm asking Mary how is her peace. Feminine right here. How are you? I say, mashlom. There is the shalom again. There's the shalom again. How is your peace, Mary? Mashlomech. Mashlomcha. Mashlomech. Mashlomcha. Mashlomech. That is the feminine ending. The cha here is the masculine ending. Okay? Now, this one is safe. Sheridan was asking me, what is manish ma for? Is this for both genders? Yes. When you're there in the streets of Jerusalem, you can say manish ma to everybody, a boy or girl or woman or whatever. Manish ma. Okay. This is actually, there is the ma again. How or what? This time, this is not how. This is what. If I remove this letter from the word nishma, we have shema. Right? Shema. Now, this is a passive verb. That means was heard. Was heard. So this is a question. What was heard? Literally, but it's used to just say, hey, what's up? Manishma. You know, what's happening? How are you doing? Same thing. Okay, so let's see.
Quick question.
Yes, Mary.
Why are there two dots under? Mm-hmm. What are the two dots again?
Shava. And we will be talking about that later on. The purpose of this is, Eric, hold on. The purpose of this studying is so when you come in, you know, you can respond to me. Okay, I'll say, Eric, manishma. you say tov. Tov is good. Tov is a good answer. Tov. T-O-V. Tov. Yes, Eric, what's your question?
I was going to follow up on what she said. I keep seeing the little dots under, like, the mem on the previous slides.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying anything there. We just roll right through it.
Yeah.
Like it's not there.
Yeah, as if it's not there. Exactly. That's called the shva. Okay. So next word is lehitraot. Lehitraot. It means see you next time. So long. But the root letters are resh and aleph and the missing hey. Ra'a. To see. So this means, you know, see you later. Okay, lehitraot. Okay, so we, let's see, how many did we learn? We learned how to say welcome, Baruchim Habaim in Hebrew. We learned shalom, which is so common. Mashlomcha to a guy. Mashlomech to Mary. Okay. And then we learn Manishma. How are you? When I say Manishma, some of you can say Sababa. Sababa is cool. Sababa. Sababa. S-A-B-A-B-A. Sababa. Yeah, it's very, very common. Yeah. Okay, and later on, when you leave, you can tell me, you can tell, say to me, later on, Mori. Can you say Mori?
Mori.
Mori means my teacher. Mori. I am, animora, I am a teacher. Okay, so when you want to say my teacher, you say Mori. It changes the ending, and we will be talking about that in the near future. So, we're going to end here because that's too much for your brains already. Okay, so I want to share this with you before we go on to our lecture, our course. Okay, Gabriel showed up. Mary and Joseph. Miriam ve Yosef. Mary and Joseph. So, Gabriel, Gabriel. Let's see. Said Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name who?
Jesus.
That's English. Can you say it in Hebrew?
Yeshua.
Okay. For he will save his people from their sins. Okay. So now, when we read this in English, why would the angel tell Mary and Joseph that his name is going to be Jesus? Because the word for there is because there is a purpose why his name is Yeshua. Because he will
save
his people. And we're thinking, what's the relation between Jesus and save? Nothing. Huh? But when we go to Hebrew, because the word Jesus in Hebrew is Yeshua, the word Yeshua itself means
salvation.
So here, literally, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Salvation, because he will save his people. Salvation, save.